أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبوهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم. In this ayah that we are reading, in which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explains that when people will become murtad, and of course in Allah's knowledge it was before already, so Allah Ta'ala had foretold it, then in place of them to fight against them and replace them, Allah Ta'ala will bring such a qawm, such Muslims, who will have four particular qualities. The first one which we had discussed, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah loves them very greatly, and consequently they also love Allah Ta'ala very greatly. The second quality, they are very meek and humble amongst themselves, kind to each other, while they are very strong and hard against the disbelievers. The third quality, they strive, they make jihad in the path of Allah. They sacrifice their everything for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The fourth quality, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمْ. Or دَرْتَ نَهِي كِسِي كَ إِلْزَامْ سَي. And they don't fear any criticism from any side. They will go, they will make jihad also, and in the jihad, they will kill the non-believers also. They will take the booty from them, the spoils of war, and they will take their women and children as slaves, and people will criticize them, but they will not worry for that criticism. That love of Allah Ta'ala will be so great that they will just see the commands of Allah and the supremacy of Islam and the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. And in that, whoever wants to criticize them can criticize them. It means nothing to them. They stand very firmly on the truth. And this is what we have to endeavor for, to gain that love of Allah Ta'ala to that level, that we do, or that these four qualities become evident in our lives also. In reality, we are still very, very far from even the first quality. But this is what we must make an effort. And in order to gain this love of Allah Ta'ala, there are various ways. One very easy way is to think of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala and realize that they are only from Allah. And whoever gives you anything as a present, automatically you love that person. And Allah Ta'ala gave us outwardly our eyes, our brains, our hands, legs, all these things. If we just realize, our parents did not make them, we didn't make them ourselves, we didn't ask for it, Allah Ta'ala gave it. In order to live in this world, Allah Ta'ala made this earth, the sky. Allah Ta'ala made oxygen that we are breathing in. And it's impossible to count the innumerable bounties of Allah. So a person will just fall into shukr if he just thinks of that. And in that, the love of Allah Ta'ala will be created in a person. The other is the dhikr of Allah. A person, how much in earnestness and with love and passion and devotion he makes dhikr, the love of Allah Ta'ala will come in that person. And another is to keep the company of those people who have the love of Allah in their heart. Then this will automatically rub off onto them also. So these are great qualities which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. And in the tafsir, a lot of discussion, pages and pages on this is mentioned. How much is possible for us, inshallah, we will discuss and share it and see what are the great knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has kept in the Quran. And more than knowledge, it must become amal, and we must become part of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.